everyone, Kevin Sofen and Mike Moserino here in the Innovation Labs, fresh off of Under Fire last week, which was an awesome event. We're here to do a little powwow recap of the Under Fire, the 3 days that were going on. Mike, give us a little context on what day one was like and walk us through what day one, what happened on day one.
Yeah, so day one of the Under Fire event was hosted by FirstNet, and it was their Public Safety Innovation Day. And what was nice about this is they brought a bunch of first responders in. You had a blend of law enforcement and fire, and it was a day focused on talking about innovation in those areas. So at various points throughout the day, we broke out into different groups, and there were four of them, one being robotics and UAS. There was apps, applications. There was personable accountability and location-based services. And there were sensors and IoT, Internet of Things. So it was a lot of fun because breaking into these subgroups, you had law enforcement and firefighters talking about how these different focus groups could impact their day-to-day missions and operations.
And this was important for FirstNet because FirstNet has this budget from AT&T where they need to reinvest the money every year into some of these different priorities. And I think like me or you or FirstNet for a matter, we can sit in front of a whiteboard and identify what we think is important. But it really comes down to what is most important for the first responder, whether it's law, fire, EMS, so they can actually do their job better. Yeah. And we're just still learning about what is FirstNet, how can we use FirstNet. And I thought it was some of the most fruitful, powerful discussions where in that kind of setting of, it was almost kind of like forced speed dating in a way where you were like 10 to 15 people going around and just talking shop and being able to riff, kind of like we are right now about what is a wearable sensor? Mm-hmm. How could I use that for physiological monitoring? How could I use that for tracking in the building? Is that even important? And I know of all these things, it seems like drones and robotics was probably one of the, they're all great discussions, but drones and robotics may be the most tangible because they're actually, it's no longer just pie in the sky. We're actually seeing a lot of use cases around there.
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody at this point has heard about drones and use cases for those. So it's something that was easy to relate to. You know, I was in one of the law enforcement subgroups. And there are a few that, you know, it's like IoT, and it's like, what the heck is IoT? And it's Internet of Things, and it's like, okay, what does that mean? And, you know, and that dialogue, and then once that opens up and you have folks from the technology area talking about what that means and how that data can be, you know, brought to law enforcement or fire, really got their wheels spinning. So, you know, like you said, I loved it because, you know, what we see a lot is interesting technologies being developed for a problem that company might think exists, but it might not necessarily be a problem. So these focused groups are really important for innovation because it's getting the word out and it's getting the message of, hey, you know, we're the boots on the ground. We're the ones that need this technology. Here's what we need and here's how we could utilize that. So those focused discussions are very important. You know, I look forward to hopefully doing more of those in the future.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. And now thinking and looking back at my notes, the one word I wrote down over 10 times that just kept coming up was the word interoperability. And whether that's of looking at the relationship between robot and human, between human and robot, from wearable to drone to app, there's so many different things out there. And it's just a matter of how do we actually take these aspects of innovation, bring it together, and actually provide value for first responders to do their job better.
It's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
So smarter, safer first responder.
Yeah. Smartfirefighting.com.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, day one, I think, by all means, was a resounding success, which I think parlays into day two. Day two was hosted at the famous location of the 7 overtime victory of LSU or Texas A&M over LSU, Kyle Field. And it was, I know it was a huge win for Caleb and the Teeks team to actually host an event there. And it was an incredible facility, Esri hosted their Responder Innovation Day there. It was a great event, learning about Esri, the GIS applications, all the different applications on top of that. A lot of valuable speakers. Kirk McKenzie was one who spoke at the end, and you know, it was almost like a TED Talk style speak. He's a really good talker, and just really interesting to hear about what is GIS, how can you use GIS, and most significantly, diving into that concept of the science of where, and looking at GIS is ingrained into every single thing that we do in our life without even really knowing it, from using our Google Maps to whether it's Uber, to whether it's just where anytime you're trying to locate something from A to B, a lot of times that's the foundation of Esri and GIS. Yep. And it was really, I thought that was very impactful to learn about the use cases. And so that was throughout the most of the day. There was vendors set up throughout the side, and it was a, sort of a nice format to be able to have the event going on and vendors throughout the day. But then I know the meat and potatoes, as far as from what Teeks organized, really started later in the afternoon, evening, and that was their Response Innovation Showdown. And this is what I know the Teeks team has worked tirelessly to put on. But Mike, maybe give us a little context on what is the Response Innovation Showdown, and tell us about some of the companies that were a part of this event.
Yeah, so here, you know, if you're not familiar with that, I'd encourage you to go check out the podcast with Caleb or Paul from Teeks talking about, you know, their ideas around Underfire. But essentially here, you know, they're looking for the top technologies that are going to impact the first responder. And, you know, most of these are startup companies, and giving those startup companies an opportunity to pitch their idea in front of first responders and then demonstrate those capabilities in day three at Disaster City. So, you know, with these technology companies, there were a range of them. You know, there was robotic and UAV companies, there was simulation companies, there was you know, a lot of data and software. So it was really exciting to see what, you know, ideas are out there and what's being worked on. You know, and I really loved the format of that day because it was a Shark Tank style, where, you know, they went and they got the stage for, what was it, 3 minutes?
I think it was 5 or 6 minutes.
5 or 6 minutes. It flew by. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. But it's cool to see. This is what it's all about. It's about the entrepreneurs. It's about these technology companies. Mm-hmm. And you can see the passion within all these entrepreneurs going up there. And you learn about things that maybe if you're in fire, you never thought about this law application. Or if you're in law, you never thought about this fire application. And ultimately, I know the Teeks team, their goal is to try and get you to think and learn about technology that you maybe have never thought about before. Yeah. And they did a really good job of throwing a lot of unique technologies at us. And I know a couple in particular. You can go to teekspdc.com/underfire to learn them all. But the goal, the premise was that 20 companies were selected. I think maybe around 17 showed up. Mm-hmm. And 10 were selected to then go from day one of the Underfire event to day two, where they were able to demonstrate at Disaster City. Yep. And Disaster City is their multi-billion-dollar facility where they live by the tagline, burn it, break it, blow it up. If you haven't been to this Disaster City, it's truly a sight to see, where there's just so many different things going on. Teeks does a great job providing all these different training academies and resources for first responders. And it was just cool to see all the planning that went into this, because you could imagine from software, data, sensors, there's so many different things that could have happened from who won. And I know Paul Sieber and Shelby and Caleb just did a fantastic job of planning for each of these events. So 10 companies were selected to actually go on to day two at Disaster City. And I may have got this wrong, but I think the 10 that ended up making it were Wi-Fiber, FireHUD, Ladder Light, Northern Star Fire, Select Engineering Services, Hydrolonics, 26 Labs, Sarcos, and then maybe Mobile PD. I mean, you can see the whole group of the 10 companies there. But so we provided, the cool thing about Underfire is they provide a range of cash prizes and then kind of in-kind services. And it was really cool to see these companies actually demonstrate. So kind of, hey, Mike, give me a little context on what you thought, what you saw, and what you liked about the actual day three at the Disaster City event.
Yeah, so I mean, day three now, it's, you know, you talk the talk on day two. And then day three is, you know, you got to go out and prove it. And, you know, there it was really exciting. So, you know, with WiFiber, with their smart streetlights and, you know, firing a blink and having it notify the direction and location of that and thinking about how that technology can be used. You know, one that I was really impressed with was Northern Star. You know, when we went into a pitch black room and kind of had a bird's eye view of firefighters responding and trying to exit a room when there's no visibility, and the importance of being able to determine what direction you're facing. You know, Hydronautics with Emily, you know, really excited me having a robotic and drone background of those capabilities of a sonar-based water system. You know, FireHUD with their demonstration and seeing the fatigue of firefighters live on all of our phones while we're watching. So, you know, it was really neat to actually, you know, it's one thing to hear it and to see slideshows and presentations, but then it's a completely different, you know, appeal to actually see it live and in use and working. And for me, I like to, you know, almost people watch at those and see what the responders there are thinking, what they're asking, and kind of seeing their eyes perk up a little bit and, you know, moving a little bit closer to take a better look and really showing that interest of, you know, it's like, wow, this really could be beneficial once you can see how that's used in a real life application. So, you know, it was great. That was my first time at Disaster City. So it was incredible for me to just be at that facility and kind of look around and think about how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of firefighters have gone to that location just to do training. And then thinking about the technologies we're looking at and how that can impact the next million firefighters that go in there in the next 100 years to do training. So it was a lot of fun. You know, the technology was great. The weather was cooperative. You know, I think they awarded 5 different winners. So, you know, it was a great piece for these technology companies as well. We talked about the value it provides first responders, this type of event, but these tech startups as well, it's hard for them to get in front of a first responder to get their feedback and to interact with them. So, you know, it was great. I was honored to, you know, be a part of it and, you know, participating in the event, and a lot of neat technology out there that's going to come to market in the next few years, and it'll be fun to watch it grow.
Yeah, I love it. And just to kind of echo some of that points, and we've mentioned this earlier, but it's easy to draw something up on the whiteboard and put together a nice pitch and even talk about it on stage, but to really see it, feel it, touch it, and live it. And like you said, with Northern Star or Ladder Light, just the concept of an effective light to give you a sense of direction for when you have none. And that, for me, for not being a first responder, actually being in a pitch black room and just kind of feeling what that's like to be in a cold, smoky environment, that it's scary.
Yeah.
And just, but you can have a sense of direction all of a sudden with this sense of light. And obviously, from aspects of WiFiber and 2-6 Labs, some really cool companies that are using aspects of software and hardware to give you a sense of situational awareness. There was something that was really cool to see all that come together, and most importantly, putting technology in the hands of firefighters and getting them to talk about it and look at, now this isn't necessarily this pie in the sky stuff, but this is stuff that really can be implemented tomorrow. And now it's just a matter of how do we push it through different commercialization partners. For example, I know companies like Darley, companies like Skyfire, Total Defense Solutions, companies that were there providing value, giving insight to some of the companies that are really looking at, okay, I have a great technology, I have first responders who want it, how do we pull this all together to now take this from concept to bringing it to the market and ultimately finding sales and creating purchase orders and not just making a sale, but bringing value. And that was one thing I know is significant about this event, from making the connections, the cash prizes, and I think it's safe to say this was the second annual. It's pretty, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'd definitely bet on there being the Under Fire 2020, considering how successful it was. And it's going to be exciting to see what this continues to evolve into. Yep. And I know we're really excited from smartfirefighting.com just to provide any type of additional value here, from just raising the awareness. And for all our listeners out there, we really hope you trying to 10 next year. Again, I mentioned it earlier, but please visit teexpdc.com/underfire. Again, or slide it, send us an email, hit us up. We're more than happy to talk about it. info@smartfirefighting.com. There's definitely going to be more events coming up here in the rest of 2019. There's FDIC coming up here in a couple of weeks, so we're all gung-ho on that. If you guys are going to be there, definitely hit us up. We want to see you. We want to talk about it. And if you guys got any ideas for podcasts or other technologies that should have been here, let us know, because stuff's moving quick, stuff's evolving, and we can't keep up with ourselves, and we need you guys to help us.
Perfect. You nailed it there.
Right on, guys. And Mike, thank you for your time. We hope you guys have a great day, and we look forward to the next time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Firefighting Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and follow us on social media @SmartFirefighting. We would love to know more about what you liked or did not like about this episode. Even more so, we want to know, what do you want to hear more about? Any feedback for future interviews or topics is highly welcomed and encouraged. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to next time.